prices weighed on cattle futures again Tuesday. Currently, packer forward contracting of cattle is running less than last year, says Matthew Dearson. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 23rd of March. Grain and soybean futures extended the previous session's gains Tuesday, with corn futures closing mostly 2 to 6 cents higher and soybean futures closing 5 to 7 cents higher. Those stronger grain futures continued to cap cattle futures. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 40 cents lower, except for 22 cents higher in spot March. Live cattle futures closed an average of 39 cents lower. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade ranged from inactive on very light demand to a standstill through Tuesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices last week were at $138 a hundredweight in the Southern Plains and Nebraska, and at $140 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were at $221 in Nebraska and at $222 in the Western Corn Belt. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.47 higher Tuesday afternoon at $259.97 a hundredweight. Select was 61 cents lower at $251.89.
Whoa! Herefords are the efficiency experts for a reason. In crossbreeding systems, Herefords boost pregnancy rates by 7% and add $30 per head in feed yard profitability. And Hereford genetics bring unrivaled hybrid vigor, longevity, and disposition. Now that'll stop you in your tracks. Come home to Hereford for more pounds, more calves, and more profit. Visit Hereford.org for a sale near you.
I had no results from trendable Tuesday auctions with any sort of volume to report at press time. Remember, you can get a Monday-to-Monday market summary and highlights in the weekly Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find details at calfnews.net. Major U.S. financial indices rebounded Tuesday, helped along by bank stocks with rising interest rates. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 254 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 50 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 270 points. Although short-run Fed cattle supplies are less than a year ago, Matthew Dearson, Risk and Business Management Specialist at South Dakota State University, says packer forward contracting of cattle is also less. In the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets, he explains that from a seasonal standpoint, this is the time of year when packers tend to try to have a larger share of cattle forward contracted for delivery. So larger shares of forward contract cattle tend to come in April and June. However, as of March 14th, Dearson says feedlots had contracted 235,000 head of cattle for delivery in April compared to 271,000 at the same time last year, and they had contracted 139,000 head for June delivery compared to 170,000 by that date last year. On another note, Dearson points out, corn futures prices are steeply inverted, meaning that nearby prices are much higher than deferred and new crop prices. However, the overall levels are higher regardless of when corn would be purchased. Further, he says, increased prices have also driven implied volatility higher, especially for old crop corn. So buying a call option on corn has become very expensive. Corn volatility has carried over into increased feeder cattle volatility in recent weeks, making price risk management of feeder cattle more expensive for buyers and sellers. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 23rd of March. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.